That. Well, more than a million people fleeing the war have sought refuge through neighbouring Poland. The Polish border agency has said in the first 6 hours of Monday, more than 40,000 people crossed into that country from Ukraine. The United Nations has described what's happening as Europe's fastest growing refugee crisis since the Second World War. In all, more than 1.7 million civilians have now fled Ukraine because of the Russian invasion. Our correspondent Paul Cunningham is on the Polish border with Ukraine. Earlier he spoke to Dennis Duggan from Murrinstown in County Wexford, who's there to pick up his in-laws, including two girls aged 15 and 5.
My sister-in-law is on the road for the last 2 days. They picked up my mother-in-law, who lived in the western Ukraine, and we're going to Krakow and fly back to Ireland as soon as we can get a flight.
What do you know about what they've experienced?
My brother-in-law moved them out of Kyiv to about 2 miles outside. Last Sunday, he seen missiles going over his head. He decided it was time to shift them on out of there. He has a 5-year-old daughter, so it was scary for him, you know. He has to stay, and that's the killer. He waited on the other side until he couldn't see them no more. He's with his brother-in-law as well. They're going to stay together and do the best they can. We've offered whatever we can as regards bulletproof vests, which are like hen's teeth over there.
And how's your family dealing with an extraordinary situation like that?
They're in shock, just trying to help one another. My wife is at home with our 3 kids. We're trying to keep everybody safe. That's the only thing we can do. They're on this side of the border now, the Polish side, waiting to walk across to me. And they don't speak English, so it'll be a quiet journey home.
Dennis Duggan from Murrinstown in County Wexford on the Polish-Ukraine border there, speaking to Paul Cunningham, who joins us now. Paul, presumably at least some of those crossing from Ukraine, as in the case of Dennis Duggan's in-laws, do have family waiting for them either there or elsewhere in Europe. But increasingly those crossing now have no connections. They literally have nowhere to go.
Exactly. I mean, one bit of good news, Brian, is that Dennis Duggan's relatives have now crossed the border. They're in a warm car and they're heading off on their journey back to Ireland. It's a bitterly, bitterly cold day. And as we understand it, there's still several kilometres of people standing in line to get across that border. Some are in cars, and that's an even longer line of somewhere between 15 to 20 kilometres. So there's a big problem at that border, and they need to get things speeded up, because it's cruel for people to be waiting that long. Today I was in and around the border area, in other words behind the actual border, in a no man's land between Ukraine and Poland, and people are just sitting there for hours and hours and hours waiting to get on buses. But as you say, for those who eventually come across, whether it's 24 or 36 hours waiting, increasingly what people are seeing on the ground is that they don't have as many contacts, they don't have as many family members, and so they're being told that they can't stay here because so many people are transiting out, but they're not sure about where they should go. And it's nearly like a second stage to this refugee crisis, and it's something that the authorities are grappling with at the moment.
So the Polish authorities in the last number of days have been dealing with the immediate crisis, but evidence of a Europe-wide response to this, to accommodate the numbers crossing, that's still not apparent where you are.
Well, I have to say, at the very outset, the Polish authorities have been unbelievable in the week that we've been here. It's super efficient, and the population has opened their doors and opened their arms to the Ukrainian people who've come across. In this area, it's operating efficiently, and there isn't any backlog. The backlog is on the Ukrainian side, it has to be said. But if we're to take what the UNHCR and Red Cross are saying, hundreds of thousands more are coming. Even if you look at yesterday, the statistics were in Poland, 143,000 people from Ukraine crossed over the border into Poland, 40,000 in the first couple of hours today. So things are getting more and more people are coming over, and that obliges the Polish authorities to get them out of here to either Polish cities or elsewhere within the European Union. And that's where the next stage is, to ensure that the European Union member states have things in place so that those refugees can continue to flow. if that doesn't happen, the concern will be everything backs up to border areas like this, and then suddenly you're going to have big refugee tents accommodating people. Mm. And that's something that the authorities are really trying not to do.
I know, Paul, last week you were reporting not just on those leaving Ukraine, but those making the journey in the other direction, going in to assist and support in whatever way they could, the defence of their country. Are you still seeing people making that journey?
Yeah, I was talking to some people who were bringing in humanitarian aid today. I also had an interesting conversation with four gentlemen from the United Kingdom. They said, although they wouldn't give their names, and it's impossible for me to be able to verify with any degree of accuracy, but they said they were ex-military of UK forces, had worked, I think it was, with the Scots Guards, that they had wanted to sign up with Ukrainian authorities to fight, but they, when they read the contract had stated that they had would continue to work as soldiers until martial law had been lifted, and given there's no date for that, they opted against doing that. They were now going to try and see if they could act in some logistical capacity, whether it was bus driving or whether it was lorry driving, getting supplies in and out Western Ukraine. So there's lots of people coming across the border. They're also flowing the other way, and there's quite a range of people who you meet here.
Paul Cunningham on the Polish-Ukrainian border, thank you for that.